episode 2387, When Busy is Better.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy every day. It's Friday. You made it. It's awesome. It's the weekend. You don't have to be a parent. Oh, wait. Yes, you do. You never get to hang up that hat, but it's okay. Because it's confession day. We're going to let it all hang out when busy is better. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already didn't have the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Not very many people will admit that when busy is better, you have your priorities straight. What do you think? I mean, come on, really. It's confession day. Most of us think that busy is not better. But I want to challenge you today and look at it differently because we're always harping on our own self. We're like, I don't got this. There's no way I can get to where I want to go and take care of my kids the way I want to do it when I'm busy. Everybody's telling me to slow down. But if I told you it's time for you to speed up. Yes, you heard me. When busy is better, you get more done. When busy is better, you know what really matters. When busy is better, you understand how precious time is. When busy is better, you do more than you complain. Maybe not. That kind of goes one way or the other. Depends on the moment. But how much of this is true? How much of this really is happening in your real life? We can get stuck in what we know and forget that every day is a new day. So how do you stay present when all you can think about is what's next? You have to pin it down. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Pin it down. Now, you know I'm traveling right now. I'm in Kansas. I'm with my mom and our youngest son, G-Man. Well, I say our youngest son, my husband and my younger son, my grandson of my mom's. Anyway, you know what I'm talking about. You see, I'm a little bit busy. I'm also a little bit tired. And sometimes I think, gosh, am I even thinking straight? Am I seeing straight? But actually, I am. And sometimes I see more because I am busy. Busy is better when you pin it down, though. Seriously, and I mean this sincerely, this allows you to set your standards for your everyday and do what needs to be done. It keeps you in line. It keeps you on track. But I know you've heard it. Oh, I got to let things go. Some things, yes, you do. Other things, not so much. Because think about this first. Why scramble when you can pin it down? That's the whole point here. You can be busy so long as you're pinning it down. And the busy isn't not just doing it to do it, to do it, to do it. Some of us, we have to be busy to act like, aha, look at me, world. Look how great I am. I look back when my babies were babies and they were little and I had five of them under the age of 8. That's a little crazy, but I wouldn't have changed anything. Not even in the moment, even though they drove me crazy at times, even though I had to put myself in time out and I had to sit in the van and in my garage and just like, okay, chill, count to 10, now go back in and handle the situation. I wouldn't change any of it. Boy, were we busy. I cannot remember. I mean, I think about when my daughter at the time, we had moved to Nebraska. She was taking dance and gymnastics. Now, this is our oldest. She was taking dance and gymnastics. At the time, I think she was taking, when we first got there, 3 dance classes. She was taking, and that's different dance classes, okay? And some of them met twice a week. Then she was taking gymnastics. And gymnastics, she was doing the competition. She tried out for the team, made it for the team. And so for that, she was practicing at least 3 to 4 times a week, depending upon, you know, what apparatus they were working on, et cetera. I don't know when I stopped, and that was just one. And I was homeschooling during this time. Now, I'm sharing this all with you not to put myself on a pedestal. I don't need an Emmy or an Oscar of being a mom. I don't need that. I don't want that. You see, my kids raising them, and them going out into the world to impact the world that they touch, that is winning for me. But I share this with you to say, you know what? There's going to be seasons in your life that you're not going to have the opportunity to slow down. You have to be on fast forward just to survive, but you can do it when you pin it down. And this is what it looks like. Number one, preparation is everything. That's your P. Preparation is everything. You want to prepare for tomorrow by what you do today, by being present. Preparation is presence. When you are crazy busy, you just have to focus on the moment and in the moment that you are in. That's where you hone in on. There were times, oh my goodness, I don't even know honestly how I did it. I had an infant in my hands. I was taking care of 120 or more kids with Praise Kids. I was homeschooling. I was doing community outreach. I was teaching Awana. I was doing worship as a team leader at our church. I was doing a Bible study. I started my own entrepreneurial business. What else was I doing? Okay, and that's not even including running a household, being a mom, and being a wife. It was crazy. But you see, what I learned was preparation is presence. It's about, okay, I'm right here in this activity at this time. I'm all in here. I'm not worried about what is I'm going to fix for dinner in an hour or two. I'll worry about that when I get to it. And I really didn't worry about it. I just made it happen. So don't get all hung up on everything. Preparation is everything. Number two, I ignite the heart. This is where the heart meets the head. Doing what matters is combining heart and head. And I think sometimes we forget that. You see, the heart carries the passion, but the head has the plan. And I love that. You've got the heart with the passion, the head with the plan, and that makes what? Progress possible. I love that. All these P's. Ignite the heart. Go for it. When you're in the moment, you're like, yes, I see it. I feel it. I can definitely bring cupcakes to Awana next week. Really? I can? Let's see. I've got 10 things on my calendar. Somehow I will do it. I'll bake the cupcakes. I'll put them in the freezer and then I'll get them out the night before. I will ice them and I'll be ready to bring them. Yeah. See, you just make it happen. But you got to prepare. You got to ignite. And finally, number three, you got to navigate. Navigate the schedule based on priorities. Busy is better so long as you keep your priorities in line. And that comes with knowing who you are as a family and what matters in the season that you're in. And notice how I said that. It's what matters as a family, not just you. You got to look at what matters with your kids, your hubby, yourself, and then what matters in the season. I know when my dad passed away, during that season, it was truly a season of remembrance and honor. And everything I did had that attached to it. Now, yes, there was presence, but it was about remembrance and honor. And I wanted to make sure that I really made, in our minds as a family, I wanted to have indelible moments. I wanted us to be able to sit there and go, you know what? Yeah, I do remember this. It was very uncomfortable. We didn't like it. We were sad. But we had each other. Navigate, ignite, prepare. Now that's backwards. That's NIP. We're going to pin it down instead. So that's prepare, ignite, navigate. Come on, it's confession day. So we're letting it all hang out. We're having fun too. So take a deep breath. It's been a long week. But you know, family matters. If busy is your season, embrace what is. And pin it down. You got this. So go out and care for your family. Love on them lots. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Hey, get some sleep this weekend. Love you lots. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.